Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, starting just a little bit later than usual, 5:14, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Your breaking distance will be a little off this evening as a little bit of water still remains on the road. Some of the stories we mentioned to you before we're going to do this hour, we're going to talk about a breakthrough in PTSD. A couple of NFL super players have been robbed. We'll tell you what happened there. And Mr. McDreamy. You ever, what was that General Hospital, was it?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, there you go. Well, Mr. McDreamy has turned over the reins to a new Mr. McDreamy, and we will talk about this, but a couple of big things that we want to get into real quick. Senator Marco Rubio, of course, been selected to become the next Secretary of State under President-elect Trump. Now, Governor DeSantis will inherit the role to replace him. Now, the person selected would serve until 2026, when a special election will be held to serve out the remaining 2 years of Rubio's term. The initial list, and remember I told you I was going to give you these names here real quick.
Yeah.
The initial list of possible picks include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, DeSantis' Chief of Staff James Uthmeyer, and here was the surprise name that popped up, the name of Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, a Florida resident and co-chair of the Republican National Committee, is already being floated by his supporters.
All right.
Getting interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little bit past 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, a lot of it's about Palafox and 9 Mile. So, let's see, on 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, we do have some issues there. And a lot of these backups are bleeding onto Kim Strand Road. Got some issues in that area as well. If you're traveling southbound on Palafox coming from 9 Mile Road, got some issues there. But also, if you're traveling northbound on either Highway 29 or Palafox towards 10 Mile Road, we do have some congestion in that area. And then continuing northbound on both streets towards Kingsfield Road, we've got some issues there. That same congestion bleeds onto Kingsfield, and that bleeds onto Kim Strand. So Kim Strand Road is looking really rough at this time. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. When we get into tomorrow, there's going to be a slight chance of rainfall, about 20% early on your Thursday, but it should clear out soon, and Thursday's high is going to be 81 with a low of 54.
President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary is sending shockwaves across Washington. You might have seen this guy. He was a Fox News host, but he was well known for his different colored socks. He would always wear these very colorful socks while on set. Anyway, Fox's Ryan Schmeltz has reports on just who we're talking about from Capitol Hill.
Army National Guard Major, author, and Fox & Friends weekend host Pete Hegseth wasn't a name many in Washington were tracking to join the Trump administration. Republican House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mike Rogers of Alabama says he doesn't know much about Hegseth, but says he's looking forward to meeting him. Washington Congressman Adam Smith, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, says
the lack of experience is concerning.
Some Republicans are expressing confidence in President-elect Trump's decision-making. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Well, one thing for certain, there's going to be a lot of changes, and that will be the operative word for the next 4 years, probably. The future of TikTok in the U.S. is now up in the air with the incoming Trump administration, and Fox's Ashley Webster has more on the subject.
According to some, President-elect Trump could be TikTok's saving grace years after threatening to ban the app during his first term as president. Now, a bipartisan law was passed in April. It means TikTok would be banned by January in the U.S. unless its Chinese owner ByteDance sold it. TikTok, meantime, has sued, challenging its constitutionality. The concern has been focused on Chinese access to personal information of millions of Americans, but Trump has repeatedly said now he opposes banning TikTok during his latest presidential campaign. And according to the Washington Post, Trump could urge Congress to just repeal the law or encourage his future attorney general not to enforce it.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, apparently we're hearing more about some of this possible extraterrestrial activity through members of a congressional committee. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's creation, and marvelous are His works. You bear the stamp known as the Imago Dei, as you are made in the image of God. So there's no sense in worrying about how tall or short you are. There's no sense in comparing your looks to the looks of someone else. God made you just as you are. The Bible says He covered you in your mother's womb. He formed you in her belly. Psalm 139:17 says that you are in God's thoughts. I'm telling you, He loves you very much. The exact way He made you provides you unique opportunities to live for His glory. So praise Him for His marvelous works.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with a 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the sign-in drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
524 News Radio 92.3. Good evening, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you. This is coming in breaking news to pass on to you. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking an appeals court to halt his appeal against President-elect Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified and top-secret documents at the Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Smith did the same in the D.C. election interference case just last week. So once again, Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking an appeals court to halt his appeal against President-elect Donald Trump's. So that was breaking news here this afternoon.
Wow, my goodness. That's huge, especially when, you know, that's one of the biggest topics that have been lingering when it comes to Trump being reelected, was all this criminal stuff hanging over his head. And that's a bombshell for sure.
Yeah, he and Jack Smith have been going at it for quite a number of years.
Yes, and you've also heard the stuff about Jack Smith and his job being in jeopardy now that Trump is fixing to be back in the office. So, that's huge. 525 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. All right, so it's been a lot about this whole railroad situation with CSX and everything, and the congestion that has come from that. We've gotten several texters asking. Some of the spots where you're going to have congestion in are going to be mainly on Palafox Street. If you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, you are going to be backed up past Detroit Boulevard. It is looking very rough at this time. Also, if you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Palafox, we got some issues there. Highway 29 has a few spurts of congestion, whether it be you're traveling northbound towards 9.5 Mile Road or further northbound towards Kingsfield Road. And Kingsfield Road itself, traveling westbound towards that area, is still very heavily congested. Actually, traffic going both ways on Kingsfield is looking rough. Outside of that is Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's backed up past I-10. And then it's going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. That's backing you up past Airport Boulevard. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 75 degrees right now, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be little to no rain, especially as we progress through your Thursday. High of 81, low of 54.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Mayor Reeves is pushing for new parking changes. Pensacola is proposing to add free parking spaces downtown and even launching a weekend evening trolley service. 12 free 30-minute only parking spaces will be assigned in the surface lot. This will be at Jefferson Street parking garage, providing customers for Palafox Street businesses more options in terms to park. So very, very good news for folks wanting to do a little bit of festive shopping in downtown Pensacola.
Absolutely, and I hinted at this before the break. Members of a congressional committee talking about possible extraterrestrial activity. The hearing today about UFOs focused mainly on governmental transparency, and former U.S. Defense Department researcher Louis Elizondo said under oath, but without proof, that extraterrestrial life is confirmed. He also suggested that federal workers who were hurt by UFOs were placed on leave and are receiving compensation. That's quite an outlandish, perhaps an out-of-this-world accusation.
Okay, this is potentially good news for military individuals suffering from PTSD. There is a new breakthrough with some high-tech technology that may provide those suffering with PTSD some relief. This is great news if it's really happening. Fox's Eamon Digman has more in Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
HTC Vive President of the Americas Dan O'Brien joined Liz Claman on the Claman Countdown to talk about the future of virtual reality and how the technology can help those with mental illness overcome their diagnoses, specifically for PTSD.
Veterans can actually put on the headset, go into an immersive experience, and we can actually address neurological and neural damage.
He explained that each veteran will have a unique experience.
And the whole purpose is actually to do these different activities and actually cause a neuropath recovery.
And he explained where it's doing its job.
We have it working with the VA. We have it working with the U.S. Army. So
Previously, virtual reality has been used for training firefighters, police, and military, helping dementia patients, and, of course, multiple different kinds of games, fighting bad guys, dancing to the beat, and walking around exploring unknown and exotic lands. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty interesting, I would say.
And now you know.
Yes, now I do. I and everyone else have been informed. Alrighty, wanted to touch on this. A 71-year-old Clearwater man has been arrested on murder charges in connection with a 1978 double homicide in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Apparently, a local county district attorney up there says a partial fingerprint found at the murder scene turned out to be a key piece of evidence against a Timothy Jolie. The bodies of Teresa Marcoux and Mark Harnish were discovered at a rest area along Route 5 in West Springfield, and they had been shot numerous times. So that happened decades ago, and now Clearwater man being tied to it as an elder.
Okay, let's try to take that focus and bring it in a little bit closer here. The Pensacola Beach Chamber is putting on holiday family-themed events through December. This is good stuff. The Chamber's 2024 season. Your holidays festivities kick off with the lighted boat parade on December the 6th, setting sail from Sabine Marina on the 8th. It's the annual Surfin' Santa Beach Parade, rolling at 2. This is from Avenue to 10 down Via de Luna toward Casino Beach at midnight on December 31st. Keep your eyes focused, if you can do that, at midnight on the Pensacola Beach skies this New Year's Eve for a free fireworks display along the Santa Rosa Sound. And I got to tell you something. I have sat there at the sand shaker and the doors watching those boom booms go off, you know. They put on a darn good show over there on the beach.
Absolutely. Nothing but the best.
Pensacola Beach Chamber.
News. I'm John Saucier. President-elect Trump officially announcing that Florida Senator Marco Rubio, his pick for Secretary of State.
It's a tremendous honor to the president would place his confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility. And the job of the Secretary of State is to execute on the foreign policy set by the elected president of the United States. And I hope to have the opportunity to do it if my current colleagues here in the U.S. Senate confirm me.
Senator Rubio currently sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee and Foreign Relations Committee. President-elect Trump also announcing Congressman Matt Gaetz as nominee for Attorney General, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence in the Senate. South Dakota's John Thune has won the vote to become the next majority leader for the House. The Republican Conference unanimously has chosen Mike Johnson for another term as House Speaker. Earlier today, President-elect Trump had a meeting at the White House with President Biden. America's listening to Fox News.
With your money now, Tesla's recalling more than 2,400 Cybertrucks to replace defective drive inverters, according to the National Highway Traffic Administration. It's the sixth recall of the Cybertruck since the steel pickup went on sale about a year ago. The Cybertruck sales in the U.S. for a base price of around $80,000. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, where the Dow gained 47, the S&P 500 ticked up by 1 point, and the NASDAQ dropped 50. Liberty Media is announcing today it's spinning off most assets besides Formula One auto racing into a separate publicly traded company called Liberty Live. After that split, Liberty Media will hold Formula One and MotoGP. Shares of Rocket Lab surged today after the company reported third quarter results announcing the first customer for its Neutron vehicle. U.S. crude oil futures above $68 a barrel. That's your money now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drinks for a Buck. If you've been paying attention to college football this year, no one should be surprised that Georgia didn't make the second college football playoff bracket. However, with them being ranked 12th, even after suffering their second loss in the season, I do feel confident Georgia will find a way to make the playoff come December. With Nico Iamaleava's status unknown for Saturday, Georgia should be able to defeat Tennessee and go on to win out their regular season games to make the playoff. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck?
gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good opportunity to talk with D.C. Reeves about the strategic plan and many other subjects. Also, talking about the CSX railway crossings, ongoing conversation. And Santa Rosa County, the commission meeting there. Sam Parker, in his kind of outgoing speech, some very interesting comments, basically telling people, be nice to the new commissioners. They're going to do a good job, which I love. And a wonderful story about a 50-year ECAT bus driver in Escambia County. Check all these podcasts out on newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Treasure, that is what you are. Honey, you're my golden star.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon, kind of wet roads out there, so watch your braking distance if you are driving around today. We thank you for taking us along for the ride. Do appreciate that. We want to go over, Austin, while we get here, our high school teams that are being represented in playoffs.
Yes.
I just want to kind of touch bases with our listeners today and let them know that, hey, we have some pretty good teams out there.
Oh, absolutely. We got several representatives in there.
Let me start the let's just throw it out here. It'll be the ESPN Pensacola game of the week. It's the live from Jacksonville. And we're talking about Tate taking on number one Nice, who's 9-0, by the way. And how do you see that game?
Man, Nice is a blue-blooded program, from what I've gathered, especially in the 21st century. Tate is a good team. This is a great story for them. It's going to be a tough game to overcome, but I believe that the Aggies can do it.
Okay. I think a game like this plays in with a lot of emotion. So,
Very two different tales for these teams here.
Going with Tate myself. Then there's in the Region 1-6A, Pace Oviedo. That was
I was about to say, it's something like that.
It's Oviedo. And what do you see here?
Oh, man. Pace has had such a great story this year. I don't know anything about Oviedo. I don't know anything about it.
This makes you feel any better? The state boys that are picking these things, they're picking Pace.
Well, and, you know, honestly, I think Pace has a lot to prove because Pace was they kind of got the Florida State treatment last year, had a great season, didn't make the playoff. It was a very controversial selection or lack thereof. I mean, to the point to where Pace's social media released a statement on it. It was a pretty big deal. So now this is a redemption moment for them. They had an even better season. They are now in the bracket. This is a shot for them to prove, hey, we're for real. We're not messing around.
How about, let's see here, Region 1 4A. It is Escambia taking on number 6, Riverside. How do you see that?
Riverside's not a newbie to the postseason scene. But
they got to be good because they're in this playoff.
Exactly. So, but hey, neither is Escambia. Escambia is consistently one of the tougher teams around here. I want to say they had a down year or two a couple years back, but now they're back. I'll take Escambia. Who knows? Maybe I'm just biased. Maybe I'm just taking all the local teams here. But I like Escambia's odds in that.
Well, so do the State Boys. State Boys pick Escambia, defeating Riverside. And this is how they see it play out. They see the 1-4A overall prediction. St. Aug will play Escambia, and St. Aug takes the win. That's the way they play.
I am not surprised that that is the predictions, because I was talking about how some of these teams aren't newbies to the postseason. St. Augustine, it seems like if any team around here wants to progress through the playoffs, they got to get through the Yellow Jackets.
Okay, Pine Forest at Ed White.
I don't know anything about Ed White, but I think Pine Forest has had a more struggling year. I would say Pine Forest, of the teams that we've covered so far, they are the least likely to win their opening postseason game just because they've had a more hit or miss season. But I'm not saying they can't do it, because it's close seeding, right? Is that 4 and 5?
Yes.
Yeah, so those teams should be more of an even match by seeding. So, not saying Pine Forest can't do it, but I just know they've struggled this year at times.
The winner is, in your opinion?
I'll take Pine Forest.
Okay, good, because the guys down the south part of the state said Pine Forest.
Really? So they've got us being well represented.
Okay, Region 1, 2A, it's the Catholic division. Pensacola Catholic takes on number 7, Walton. We talked about this.
I was about to say, Chris, I told you yesterday during break, Catholic plays Walton earlier this year. And when I say earlier this year, I mean last month. They beat Walton 52-16. So either the rematch bug is really going to bite Catholic in the heel, or the Crusaders are fixing to crusade once more.
Okay, South boys say Catholic defeats Walton.
Then no surprise.
This is the way it plays out. Region 1, 2A overall prediction. Gadsden County will play Pensacola Catholic, and Pensacola Catholic will win that game.
I believe that.
And they will take the championship.
Yeah, all right.
That's pretty cool. And then they have the rural category. Our team, Jay,
yes,
versus number 12, Fort White. Give it to me. Who do you think it is?
Jay is one of the teams that I am most confident in out of the ones that we have covered. Give me Jay easy in that first game.
You and the South boys like the same stuff.
Yeah.
They pick Jay to win.
Maybe I should be part of their panel.
They pick Jay to win it all. We were mentioning to you a little bit ago about there were a couple of NFL superstars, super players here, who hit a bit of bad luck. The FBI has joined into an investigation into the burglaries of the homes of Kansas City Chiefs stars Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Fox's Jeff Manasso has the report.
The FBI reportedly assisting the Cass County Sheriff's Office in the burglary of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes' mansion in October. The agency also said to be assisting the Leawood Police Department in the burglary of Travis Kelce's home also in October, as well as break-ins at homes in nearby neighborhoods, which were also told could track with previous reports that the burglaries were part of a bigger spree involving organized out-of-state crime rings. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
So we're seeing here mostly cash was stolen, $20,000. What are they doing? Stuffing all those billions of dollars there in their mattresses?
Oh, so it was actually cash. I thought it was just $20,000 worth.
Cash of $20,000.
Wow. Bummer.
Okay. I buy it. Are they just stuffing them in mattresses or what are they doing?
I don't know. I don't know why you would have $20,000 laying around. That doesn't make much sense to me.
They're probably asking the same thing at this time. What in the world are we doing keeping $20,000 laying around this place?
Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you.
And Taylor Swift says, that's just a tip.
Oh, yeah. No, that's pocket change to her. All righty. Looking at the roads here. Of course, talk of the town, literally, has been the CSX railroad closures and so on and so forth and the effects of all of that. Well, we've still got some issues on Palafox Street if you are traveling northbound or southbound, basically between Olive Road and 9 Mile. But as you continue northbound on Palafox, passing 9 Mile and approaching 10 Mile Road, got some issues there. And then even further north towards Kingsfield Road. All of those spots on Palafox are giving us trouble. Highway 29 has similar issues near Kingsfield as well. Outside of that, it's North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. And then outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it is 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, very early on your Thursday, maybe a slight chance of rain, but it's not too bad. It should clear up soon. High of 81, low of 54. And just want to give you a warning that right now, we are currently in a heat advisory, or excuse me, not heat advisory, my goodness, high surf advisory until noon tomorrow.
Okay, it's 5:46, News Radio 92.3. Okay, McDreamy. Fans, I know you've been waiting for this one.
Oh, you know it.
Actor Patrick Dempsey, otherwise a.k.a. Mr. McDreamy, hands over the title he earned last year to a new winner, and Fox's Monica DeLuca has an explanation.
Who do you think the sexiest man alive is? Well, People magazine just named John Krasinski this year's winner. The Office actor and co-director of A Quiet Place franchise with Emily Blunt shares his wife's reaction in an interview with People.
I did tell Emily, and she was very excited. There was a lot of joy involved. But I do think it's going to make me do more household chores, but I'm willing to take the cons with the pros, to be honest with you. I think after the cover comes out, she'll be like, all right, that means you're going to really earn it here at home.
Krasinski also plays the lead role in Amazon's Jack Ryan and debuted his sixth directorial project, If. Earlier this year. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. Not because of any desires of my own, but just knowing on social media and listening to women talk, knowing what women like, it does not surprise me at all that John Krasinski won this. Because when you look at his portrayals, he's known for The Office and he's known for A Quiet Place. Well, what do you play in those? You play the goofy, lovable, humorous heartthrob in The Office. And then in A Quiet Place, you play like the protective, tough guy, dad role, you know. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that women like this guy. So I'll just put it to you that way.
So you were a psychology major?
Yes. My brother was. I took a psychology course. So I kind of know my way around.
Just enough to be dangerous.
Let me tell you.
Okay, in 9 days, the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway on November 22nd. I like this time of year, I got to tell you. Help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. The event's brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, and, of course, our media partner, WEAR-TV3, and gets underway in the parking lot off Cordova Mall across from Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital.
All righty.
Don't you like this, Tommy? I love this, especially with this event.
I do. Well, and the couple of times that I've done it in the past, it's been really cold in the mornings. Right. Ooh, I love that. All right. Hopefully, we'll get similar this time around, but I wouldn't hold my breath on it. All right. So we give you your hourly stock numbers, of course. Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 47 points to 43,958. The S&P 500 gained 1 point to 59.85. And the NASDAQ dropped by 19 points to 19,230.
What I'm getting at here is we're all starting to get back with these books on the shelf. What's acceptable? What's not acceptable in the school systems?
Right.
Florida State Education Department releases a list of books each school district removed from school libraries pursuant to parental objections over age-appropriate content. It has been a real confusing factor, saying the least. Mm. Fox's Eben Brown is going to try to dissect it for us.
Florida's Department of Education publishes a list of books taken off shelves in certain school libraries as per a state law allowing parents to challenge books containing objectionable material. The list is broken down by county district as the decisions are made at that level. Among the removed titles in some counties are adult-oriented novels like The Handmaid's Tale, or graphic novel adaptations of existing works like 1984. The removal of titles from school libraries does not affect public libraries, and the books are also available at retail. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got some pop culture notes for you, including one television actress who has had conflicting reports regarding her disappearance, and another who says he is battling cancer. We've got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The weather's cooling down, but Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is ready to warm things up when you convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or outdoor fire pit. Not to mention how much better your cooking recipes will taste this fall with a natural gas cooktop. Call 850-934-5108 or visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com to learn more about service installation and appliance rebates. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Got there on that one. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Dua Lipa, Elton John, and that's one of the classic songs. You couldn't have done any better.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
I'm on a real Elton John tear tonight.
Folks, Christmas lights are on downtown this Christmas season. Here's a few family events to experience, thinking about what to do. Yeah, get everybody in the car. Here's the way you do it. Just cruise Cervantes, get to Cervantes and Palafox, head south on Palafox from Cervantes and take it all the way to Main Street and check out the lights. And there are also some events you want to definitely put on your list. The Palafox Holiday Market, Pensacola's Winterfest, the Lighted Boat Parade, the Downtown Christmas Parade, the Ballet Pensacola's traditional production of the Nutcracker, and Pensacola at Christmas is magical this time of year.
All righty. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Of course, we've got the CSX closures, and I had gotten an email from Andrew McKay. Perhaps you've heard of him. Got one from him earlier talking about some of these closures, and I'm trying to see if I can pull that up. But in the meantime, I'll just let you know where the congestion is because, of course, we had some issues with the closure at 9 Mile. Wanted to let you know we still have some problems on Palafox Street. This is if you're traveling southbound, passing 9 Mile, or northbound, heading towards 10 Mile Road. Also, as you continue northbound on Palafox Street towards Kingsfield Road, had some issues there. Same with on Highway 29. Outside of that, it's just Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And still got some usual congestion, everyday stuff on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have a slight chance early on your Thursday for showers, about 20%. But it should soon dissipate, and your Thursday high is going to be 81, low 54.
I just hate it when the phone goes off because that was the Gates people telling me that we're still trying to work into attempting to get Matt on this afternoon. He's running from, as they say, and I don't know if it's bad, I'm not in a position to say, but he's a pretty busy guy today.
Yes.
With President-elect nominating him for Attorney General. Big honor for Representative Matt Gaetz, and we're hopefully trying to get him on. We will get him on sometime, I guarantee that. Hey, we mentioned this a few minutes ago. You can learn the story behind Elvis Presley's 1968 comeback special. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more on this one.
Netflix is out today with a documentary called Return of the King, The Fall and Rise of Elvis Presley.
Well, I'm going to have to do it sooner or later, so might as well get on with it, baby.
Elvis was a new type of 20th century man.
The pure arc light of his talent.
The documentary covers Elvis Presley's rise to fame in the mid-50s with in-depth interviews. The film also shows rarely seen footage of what is considered to be one of the greatest moments of Elvis's career, later called the Elvis Presley Comeback Special. Graceland calling the 1968 live show the moment that changed music history. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I had a chance to see Elvis one time.
And, really?
The only thing you could say about a performance from Elvis Presley, it was electric. That's all I could say. Whether you liked his music or not, what a showman. He just lit the audience up. I saw him in Mobile, and it was amazing.
All righty. Well, I had hinted at this before we went to break. The family of a television actress who they have not seen nor heard from in 2 weeks say that she is still missing. This comes after LAPD announced that 36-year-old Chanel Banks was found safe and unharmed. The family says the woman that LAPD located is not her. The actress who has had roles in Gossip Girl, Blue Bloods, and 12 was last seen on October 30th. Her cell phone apparently died, and her car and dog were still at her apartment in Playa Vista.
Okay, here's something for your consideration. Headliners for the Rock the Country Music Festival have been announced. This should be interesting. Here's more on Fox and Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Headliners have been announced for a large traveling country music festival. Kid Rock and Nickelback will headline the Rock the Country Festival. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Hank Williams Jr. will make certain appearances, as well as many other performers. The Country Music Festival will visit 10 small towns for 2 days each from April to July, including Livingston, Louisiana, Knoxville, Tennessee, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Ocala, Florida, York, Pennsylvania, Hastings, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Anderson, South Carolina. Country music star Blake Shelton and Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan are teaming up to executive produce a country singing competition on CBS called The Road. It will feature singers joining an unidentified music star on tour as the opening act. They'll compete to secure a spot in the next stop on the tour. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
I think they made a mistake. I didn't hear Pensacola in there. Did you hear them on that list? I didn't hear Pensacola on that list.
No, I don't believe so.
I think they made a mistake.
Also, Full House star Dave Collier says he's battling cancer. He revealed his diagnosis on Wednesday's Today Show. The 65-year-old said it's stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, with doctors telling him his curability rate is likely upwards of 90%.
Oh, good.
He said he's tried to retain a sense of reality, but also a sense of humor about his diagnosis, even joking with the Today hosts that in 4 short weeks he's gone from a Virgo to a Cancer.
Well, let me tell you. We mentioned a minute ago we were doing the different things out in the community this you know, it's Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, or whatever. The two events I really like, doing that Milton Christmas Parade, in which I will be doing, and I have committed to do that walk again.
Dadgummit.
I love it. Just hope it's not sub-zero weather. That's all I can say. And then getting ready for the, of course, the Milton Parades December 7th, and we'll do the downtown Pensacola Parade. I think that's the 14th or so, isn't it?
Something like that.
So I'll be doing the Pensacola Parade because, you know, these are the things I like to kind of engage in. You get a chance to see the people, the excitement, the holidays, little kids, you know, the whole schmizola.
Right.
I love it, man. And I'll look for you. We'll be at both of those parades, Milton and Pensacola.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.